makes it a lot easier coming into the office knowing that we're still making an income, and we can learn at this point. This is what should have happened a long time ago, because it's like, well, you don't want to lose money by, you know, not working in the field and not bringing any money. I understood, but I looked at the way Larry did things. I looked, he was handwriting everything out and totaling things up on a calculator and stuff like that, and I just, okay, putting it all on the computer will help immensely for totaling up things. You just got to make sure you're no mistakes. Like I said, Timmy was doing some payroll stuff, and he put $300 and some instead of $1,300, and he said it doesn't add up right. And I said, well, look, right there's your problem. You know, the figures on the side on Excel tell you if there's a mistake. It tells you how far it is off. And if, you know, plus or minus, you just start looking at the numbers that aren't adding up or whatever correctly. And, I mean, it all makes sense. However, I feel like there has to be like one or two forms that universally be filled out. And they automatically kind of tell each other what they need to be, and I'm thinking that QuickBooks should probably offer it. QuickBooks will make that easier, but the headache with QuickBooks, you know, people out in the field make different money every paycheck, and so you got to calculate things out and change things, and sometimes they say, I want this much held out for federal and this much held out for state, California, but you cannot touch your Social Security, Medicare, or SDI. Those are just set percentages, and don't let anybody tell you that they want to pay that. Don't pay this. It doesn't work like that.
I'm going to stop all those special favors. Hey, I can't pay taxes this paycheck. I got to pay a mortgage. Then go find them more jobs out in the field.
DAUN6QNR, you give them a draw. It's usually what you just do. You say, okay, what are you short? $300, $400 or something like that. You just give them a draw, and then the next week they pay it off.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be changing around all those numbers. They're going to be set and say, hey, it is what it is.
They can play around with their federal and state. That's not your problem. There's forms they fill out, you're supposed to stick to those things. But like I said, out in the field they're on a commission, and it's a different amount. I know what I pull out of everybody, and basically for California, it's half or a little bit less than half of what comes out in federal. The other stuff is set percentages.
So, you talked to the bank guy today. Did he say anything about when we're going to be added to the cards, or is that just all going to be sent into the P.O. box to be picked up?
Things have changed in 26 years. They're more stringent. Corporation. All the owners went down and filled out new cards, and then B of A lost them. We had to all go out, fill out new cards. B of A, after about 2 years, lost them again. It's like, aren't they in your computer? And the third time it happened, Don Cook and Hal said, no, B of A can come up here when we're all here. And, you know, they were still cashing checks, but they couldn't verify, you know, the four signatures. But it was kind of a screwy thing, but yeah, you need the minutes of the corporation showing this. We just did the Secretary of State. That was done maybe a month or a month and a half ago. So that's something else. You need to change that and then get a form back from the government showing name, your name on it.
Copy. Yeah, what Scott was talking about today. And, we just gotta, whatever title needs to be, to get it all in there. But he said he was going to work on it this morning, but I think he's going to work on it tomorrow morning.
N6QNR, yeah, there's a lot of rules with even an S-Corp. All right, who in the heck is that? I heard a siren going. But yeah, they, I don't know, now they want the minutes, they want all this stuff, which Scott and I haven't done. We just sit down and have a meeting between us, and that's it. You know, probably three times or four times a week we talk, get caught up on everything, and it's whatever. There's never any problems. There's no real minutes that are entered into that, you know, I could see that, okay, this is a large corporation, but not when there's two owners of it.